long white dress in a beat up van, shaving cream messages and dragging cans, high on love and low on gas. At 1 a.m. we make it, but the only room we can find to rent had a toilet in the corner and a floor of cement and a worn out blanket on a single bed. And I said, I guess we'll take it. Then I said, I'm sorry, we have to sleep in this old flea bag motel. You said I'd rather be stranded here with you than be anywhere with anyone else. 10 years later we were broken down in our station wagon 20 miles from town. You took the kids to wait on some shady ground as I tried to be a mechanic. Then a family pulled over in an old Cadillac and said, your kids can squeeze in with ours in the back. And all the way home you rode in my lap and you said, this is kind of romantic. Then I said, I'm sorry, things don't seem to ever turn out too well. You said I'd rather be stranded here with you than be anywhere with anyone else. When I look back, I can clearly see that things weren't as bad as they seemed to be. And lately to me that the bad times make better memories. Well, I know our life hasn't been all roses and I've had doubts about things I've chosen, and sometimes I feel kind of like Moses searching for the promised land. But I never really have to look all that far, because the greenest grass is always where you are, and the hard times don't seem quite as hard when you're there holding my hand. Baby, I'm sorry, life's not easy, but I've got no regrets, 'cause I'd rather be stranded